الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. استغفر الله واتوب إليه. It was one of the blessed sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his habit that his khutbah mostly was brief. His bayan and speech very rarely passed over an hour and hours and hours. There are many times it did, but because we find in the Ahadith and also in the books of Asar and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that his speeches and addresses were brief, and his prayers, like in Jummah for example, it is mentioned in the Hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is a sign of one's wisdom that he makes the khutbah short and the prayer longer of Jummah. While now the Billahi do the opposite, our khutbah is brief, lengthy, I mean, and our prayers are much shorter. Because many times the companions were asked about Rasulullah's khutbah, and they said that mostly Prophet put khutbah, hadith, and his word, the Quran. That's Rasulullah's major, you may say, means of preaching. And the hadith which you hear from scholars, you won't find them very long. For example, one person mentioned a hadith and it finishes very soon. And there are long hadiths, and I think that this was not the mostly practiced by Rasulullah. It was very long. What that means is the person who would take lesson for acting upon, for him, brief counseling is also sufficient. Just to say to him, or it comes to his knowledge that this certain practice is sin. For the most wise person, it is enough actually for that to, for him to be known. And then who are lesser, they need more explanation. Similarly, when a person knows this is something is sunnah of Rasulullah, it should be sufficient. And like we have our gatherings and seminar and majalis, the companions never actually had to like this. They had the halqas of ilm which they learned, for example, the masail of fiqh and the masail of deen from each other and from the teachers. And they learned the ahadith and the tafsir. But it was very rarely, in my knowledge, that they have invited five or three scholars, and one after the other they are giving 1 or 2 hours, 1 hour each, and the other one comes, and then the other one comes. Because this makes the person's nafs to fall into a trap. Because if with abundance of knowledge and speeches and counseling, people would become pious and righteous, they would have become today in this age when books are such prevalent, the internet technology and TV and other means of communication are such available in such variety as to such extent that it in previous centuries, at the time of companions, it was not available in such instance. But we find that they are the in those centuries and previous centuries that they were more pious and righteous people. And that is why if you go into any Christian ministry that they talk so much and in lengthy and details and talk, they are talking for hours and hours and hours. If you haven't been, I am telling you that's how they do in their churches or their ministries and their that a person is talking so long for so long and again and again and again and again. And the, what the people do is they come and sit on chairs and they just go back. No practical guidance which actually that they should stay or they should follow or they should do apart from some singing and it is it's their form of zikr they do and that's it. And then next week different churches and different ministries, I mean they have different scholars, they are obviously they are scholars of their own religion, they do very extensive and effective speeches, there's no doubt. But people have become like a idol and their mental state is has just become adapted to listening and entertainment. It has become just an entertainment, like this entertainment of people adopt many forms of entertainment. This is also a mental entertainment to hear different speeches and matters of knowledge, but not with the intention of practicing, just for the sake of information. See, this is very dangerous. Nor it is beneficial for Christians, nor it is beneficial for Muslims if they do like that as well. Ab dekhte hain har jumme pe imam khutba deta hai, taqreer karta hai, in tarawih ulama kham, and they stay with ulama and their state is same as it is. While Rasulullah's companion said that we never learned the Quran like you people do today. At that time they said to some people that you read Quran and recite Quran, I have so much in abundance, so many paras in ajza in certain period of time. They said if we have learned the Quran, the methodology of learning Quran of Rasulullah was that we learned, for example, 10 verses from Prophet and until we did not act upon them, we did not learn the next ones. Because that is why the Quran has come for guidance and for people to act upon it. And that is why the messengers come as well. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. I have not sent a messenger, but for to be followed. So that was their nature, and we for example get a big tafsir of Quran and think we have tafsir. Maybe the companions even do not had that knowledge of many, all of them did not have that knowledge accumulated, because we have the knowledge to put together and they were not specialists. All companions were not specialists in Quran and Hadith. They even didn't know so many Hadith which now are available. For example, the most hadith narrated by which companion is said, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira, and it is less than 3,000. He is the most narrator of a hadith from amongst the companion. And others less. Some only knew 7 hadith, some knew 10, some 50. And now, for us, thousands of hadiths are available. But I am still the disciple of Shaitan, and it, my example is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave in the Quran about Jewish scholars, that our example is like donkeys, actually, where books are just above, loaded on the donkey, and that stuff. Like the donkey doesn't know what's loaded on its books or it is plates or whatever it is. It is just no matter with Torah, which is the word of Allah. Even that is, or if it's just trivial matter, the donkey doesn't know, nor it benefits. Now you and me shouldn't become like this. In your case, meaning, obviously I give some of the guidance just for information, but for at least whatever you've been prescribed, if you even don't act upon that, then there's no benefit at all. At least from my company, because I am already the most sinful person that I believe and consider my spirituality, there is nothing. All you will benefit is the knowledge which I also hope in the blessing of Allah, may Allah reward us, the knowledge of the pious and the knowledge of Ahadith and the knowledge of Quran which is conveyed to you. Now if you don't act upon to that at least which you have been prescribed according to the sheets or the course you are given, then you might as well actually do something else. And I do not wish to guide people any way, nor I consider, I will be very happy that if you all went, where there are so many better people who can guide you and who can lead you to the path of Allah Zabajal. But if someone comes, then I have no option otherwise actually to say whatever little I know. It is necessary to open the knowledge which you have and not to conceal it. It is a sin. So on that, with that intention, whatever we have heard from our Mashayikh, I do tell and teach people. But that will be, I can tell you, the most happiest day of my life, that when, if all people went to some other righteous person and leave it myself at least. Myself, and I think I have great struggle to do against myself yet, which I rather than actually giving time to other person, I would give to myself, and I have so many shortcomings. But I mentioned few things, and also to myself for my benefit, maybe Allah Azza wa Jal, because of saying few words which are not sincere as they should be, but which are the teachings of His beloved, and maybe because of your piety and your righteousness and your prayers, I hope that I don't expect any reward from my own deeds, but maybe when you will do deeds and good deeds, and I will also attain benefit from it. But if you also be lazy and do not act upon the commands or the courses which have been prescribed, then actually it is a matter of great sorrow. So, मैंने आपको ये बताया है, I have mentioned to you before regarding the ahd which we were covering, and that is the first ahd or the first covenant, which is the door or doorstep to all other virtues. And that is not to say, not to think, but to believe without any doubt that you are the worst person amongst actually Muslim and lowest person. If you think that, it's not sufficient. If you say that, it is not sufficient at all. But there should be no doubt, like this light is a light, and you have no doubt this is a light. Similarly, never come to your mind actually that you are. So one of our mashayikh, actually Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rafai Rahmatullah Alayhi said, and he was a great shaykh, and he was a contemporary of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish me in the fire of hell if even ever I have thought that I actually am the shaykh actually of other people. said, I do teach them as it is necessary to do Amar bil Maruf or Nahi anil Munkar. But never actually in my life has come this thought that in any way I am better than the people who follow me or people who guide me. This is against the nature of abdiya and servitude. And that is the way we have been created. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam life was such that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was eating a certain kind of food with curry and some chapati, and he was on the first sitting on the first not the ground floor but the first floor of a building, and it's mentioned in the books of hadith that a woman from the surroundings of Madinatul Munawwara, she passed there, and she was very outspoken and very, let's say, having false speech and would not actually feel shy, and was spoke with men and women and disgraced them. She was that kind of woman that whose tongue was very, very lethal, and she would not feel shy to say anything to anyone. So when she was passing in Madinatul Munawwara, and she saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam eating his food, and because it was a high place she could see, and she said that, look, he is sitting like a slave and he is eating like a slave. That look at this person, he is sitting like a slave and eating like a slave. And Rasulullah sat like, as I mentioned to you, that like we sit in tashahud or at-tahiyyat posture. Mostly he ate like that, and also there are other forms of sitting as sunnah. And this was adopted by Rasulullah after the hadith which I mentioned to you, that the angel came down, who has never come down, Israfil alayhi salam, and didn't come down before that. And he offered to Rasulullah, do you want to be a king and a prophet, or actually a normal person as from worldly point of view and a prophet? And Prophet said, Jibreel said that actually adopt humbleness. He gave his opinion. And Rasulullah thereafter never actually ate, even leaning with someone, there's something. It was showing humbleness and humility towards Allah Azza wa Jal. People forget themselves and they are so humble that if they are trapped in a cage or in a jungle with a lion, and just knowing the power and of lion, and if they could speak to the lion, they will forget all about their honor and anything, and they will beg for their life. If they knew that the lion would understand. After all, it's an animal or a snake. They will do whatever it takes. But they are not willing to lower down for their Muslim brother or Muslim sister or a fellow Muslim. Uske liye wo badi hai. Saap ke aage jhuk jayenge. Sher ke aage jhuk jayenge. Duniya ke aage jhuk jayenge. وہ شیطان کے آگے بھی جھک جائیں گے. They will lower down to shaitan and kneel and kiss his feet. A person who sins, he is kissing the feet of shaitan. And a person who follows sunnah, he is kissing the blessed feet of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And a person who performs and is in a posture of sajda, he is in as he has placed his head on the feet of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So when you sin, it's not a normal thing. You think it's just sin, you have disobeyed Allah. You are kissing and honoring shaitan. Because he is actually motivating and your nafs. So, I mean, waqt kam, inshallah, I will complete this hadith after the Tarawih prayer. We will finish up.
By the fadl and grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, I was relating a hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to you regarding the attitude and behavior and reaction of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in response of various incidents and how people behaved. And then there are great lessons for me and you to behave in a manner which is close and near the manner and behavior and morals and ethics and habits of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the first step of the man who wants to come close to Allah azza wa jal, because if without attaining, trying to attain and striving for humility, a person sets on the path of self-purification, only what will happen is he will nourish his nafs, will become more and more powerful. Now it will become powerful from another door, from another dimension. Firstly, maybe it was arrogant through worldly means and through office and politics or community, in a community or in family. But now, because it has not been purified from this very evil trait, and if he sets on the spiritual journey, and what happens in the spiritual journey, that a person receives blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, different kinds of ni'mat and spiritual nourishment and knowledge and reflection of piety and goodness and righteousness. So this will again, the nafs is the same, and it will show oneself itself when it will be too late, and it will make a person fall, such a fall that he will not be able to come together again. This one of the tragedy that happened with Shaitan. He intended to be pious and righteous, and he spent time in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, being a jinn with his freedom of will and choice, while other jinnat and other, there were many of them were rebellious. They were rebellious, and they even martyred and killed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who were also jinn. So when there were no human being living on the earth, and they were only jinnat, so the Nabis and Prophets who were sent, they were also from jinnat. They were also from the jinn, the unseen entity in creation, which is invisible to normal human beings. So they, when they were, Allah Azza wa Jal, as a punishment, sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. He is the angel who, whenever a punishment is to be given or afflicted to any nation, human beings or jinnat, it is done normally through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. He is the archangel and the most powerful, and he also brings revelation to the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, which has ended completely on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now, if he descends, he will not be bringing new revelation or any kind of law or sharia. And no person has the right to say regarding any do or don't after the deen has been completed. It will only be solved and be given or expressed in the light of what has already been revealed by the law. For example, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said to the Christian and Jewish people that I have not come to cancel the law of Moses or the Sharia. In the Gospel it's very clear. He said, I have not come to cancel and abrogate. Only I have come to give you some additional instructions. So they are supposed to follow, and one of the 10 commandments or of the Moses, law of Moses is not to worship except one God and not to make idols and forms. It's very clearly written in Torah. Not to make idols and forms and to worship them. They are not following. Similarly, in the law of Moses, the pig, meat of pig was declared haram. Similarly, Isa alayhi salam also considered it haram. And people after him, some person after him said, I have a vision, I have a kashf. In the book of Acts, in the Bible, it is said, a certain person, Saint Peter or another saint of them, he said, I had a kashf that I is lawful now. Now it is very clear for a common sense person that a thing which have been declared unlawful for by Moses, by Allah Zawajal through Moses, and Isa alayhi salam said, I have not cancelled it. How could Saint Peter come and cancel it? While he was not a prophet, while he was not a messenger, and he never had this authority at all. So in Islam as well, if any one person have vision or dream, it is to be looked in light of what the law has already revealed, according to Quran and Sunnah. If it matches it, then Alhamdulillah. Otherwise it can be thrown into the bin. It is not to be actually taken in any way, or a person maybe has understood the wrong interpretation, because there are interpretations, and Shaitan has the power to show visions and to play with the mind with the person. So Jibreel alayhi salam came down and they punished very severely the jinnat. Both jinnat were mara, and hundreds and thousands were killed, and others, some ran away and were saved, and most of them were killed. This one jinn was very pious and righteous, never disobeying Allah, always spending time in zikr and in muraqabah and obedience and preaching and things like this. So even Jibreel alayhi salam, being such an angel, he was impressed with the piety and righteousness of that one person from Jinnah. And he said, maybe if I punish this person or harm this person, Allah might become displeased with me, because he is wali of Allah. So he asked permission from Allah about this person, that he is such a person that he had spent time in such virtue and righteousness and piety and goodness. Why not actually that take him with us on the heavens, and we will benefit, the angels will even benefit. So he was given permission. So that is the time when a jinn was ascended to the heaven. And this was later to be known as Shaitan. So I think that he was a good person, basically, when he was doing. This thing was hidden in him. So because after doing all the ibadat on the face of the earth, this thought became embedded in his mind, that I am better than other jinnat. They are being punished, and they are rebellious to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are rebellious, and they are bad, and they are sinners, and I am better than. He did not proclaim it openly, but in his mind and heart, he thought that I am better. So they took, the angels did not know what he is thinking, what he is thinking, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows better. So in the first heaven it was taken. It's a long story. Basically he lived for millions and million years on heavens. But what happened? That when, to cut a long story short, when he was asked to commander to prostrate in front of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he was just standing there. The angels were surprised that he was more obedient than us even. He was doing more ibadat by freedom of will, by his will and choice, more than what has happened to him. But they don't know what the human being is thinking, what the jinnat are thinking. Angels are pious and righteous creation. They just look at the outward behavior of the person. They don't know the intention of the person. If Allah Azza wa Jal discloses, then they know. So he said, and then he very clearly mentioned, when Allah said, Ya Iblis, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu bi yaday. O Iblis, why? What has stopped you from frustrating a creation which I created with my own hands? meaning that directly Allah Azza wa Jal created the Hazrat Adam alayhi salam with his direct power. Many creation Allah Azza wa Jal created with kun. When heavens were to be created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said kun, heavens were created. Angels were created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said kun, be, and the angels were created. Jinnat were created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said kun, be, and they were jinnat. The arsh, kun, arsh ban gaya. Jannat, kun, be, and the paradise was there. Aur kun ke saath jo hai, amr ke saath, har sari makhlooq, siwai Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke, jo hai, aur sari makhlooq jo hai, yani jinnat, farishte, the animals, the angelic, the heavens, the earth, and whatever creation we don't know. But when it came for the turn of human being, to kun ni Allah paak ne farmaya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created with his special power, with special power and majesty. Direct, not even with the word kun. So Allah paak farmaya, main apne haath se, with my own hand I created this creation and you did not trust it. What stopped you, O Iblis? You've been so much obedient prior to this. And he said, Ana khayrum minhu, I am better than him. And my argument is, khalaqtani min nar, I have been created from fire. Wa khalaqtahu min teen, and you have created him from dust. Then that becomes an end. So see what I am saying to you, that a person who, like Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani Rahmatullah said, that person who does not solve this dilemma and this problem of his nafs, that he still considers, I said, do not think you are the inferior, do not only, you say, you at the thought process, or actually say that you other people are better, but you should believe inside. Outside you say, not say, really does not matter much. It is, outside is just an expression of what's inside. So if it's inside is reality, if outside, even outwardly, you do not say, still you are. And the real humility is when a person even does not recognize he is humble, he has humility. Because he is, like Hazrat Imam Abdul Wahab, Imam Sharani said, that he is same, he considers he is same as dust and earth. That is his origin of his physical being. And that is his mother, meaning his origin, his mother. And he said it does not suit a wise person to consider himself better than his mother. The mother is superior. So now the status which human being has, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I have given. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have honored Bani Adam. Not through dust, that he is created from dust, not through anything else, but it is the mere fazl of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not to attribute. So when you set on this path of self-purification, meaning especially the third actually stage, this is the first step for you. If you have stepped on this path and this, you have adopted this first step and adopted it and employed it in your soul and nafs, then alhamdulillah others will become easy for you. Otherwise, in spite of attaining all those qualities, like shaitan did create many, shaitan did attain many qualities, there will be a downfall one day. There will be downfall one day. And then a person will know. Like, it comes, there is a waqia I have mentioned to you before, like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi was once said with Allah's command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to say that you have superseded the awliya of the time. You are the most superseded. Now Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah when only 70 times this was said to me, then I said with my tongue. He did not want to say. So when sometimes only Allah speak of highness, or sometimes they have become absent from self and they are just speaking, becoming relating the kalam of Allah, the command of Allah. So when he said this, qadami hazihi ala raqabati wa riqabi kulli walijillah, that my this foot is over the, you can say, the shoulder or the neck of the Oriya Lakhtai. Now, it was a strange announcement, as on one day he was just doing a khutbah, addressing people in Baghdad, and during his khutbah he said this. And people who recognized him, they did actually bow down their head. They said, yes, not only on our neck, but also on our eyes and head. But one of the person, who was a wali as well, but he did said, no, this is not, not on my, because he, although he was a pious and righteous person compared to other people, but he still had some, he was obscured and he had some blemishes of self-likeness, which if we have, there is no sin, we will be a very high status. But sometimes according to awliya Allah, all things they are also very admonished with very, very minute things, because their status is such sensitive. You see, the more an instrument is sensitive, the more actually it will be, it will react. If it is a scale used to, for weighing tons, or you may say metal and steel, if it's a scale, to just to put 10 or 15 kilo over it, 20, even now it will not move even the scale. Because it is so big scale that it is only used to, it is used for the needle to weigh heavy tons and hundreds of tons of actually material. So 10, 15 kilo even will not move the scale. The scale will not move. But if the scale is to measure, let's say, gold or diamonds, or scientifically such sensitive, very in like atomic or a material or atoms, it will be so sensitive that even a drop of water will bring a storm in the instrument, or it might just actually stop working. It will be so sensitive that it's a very small thing. So Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and awliya Allah's status is such a high that even a, something, if it's put, we do it, if it's put according to our scale, we will not be moved, meaning we will not get any sin. That's why day and night we do so many mistakes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just disregards. But because Anbiya al-Islam and awliya Allah, their status is such high that even movement, very minute, like atom's weight is there if there is a storm there. And so it is there, when they consider they have sinned, it's not the sins like us. It is according to their own level of high sensitivity and spirituality which they have. And if we do it, we will get reward. Our status will be raised high. And if they do it, they get admonished, tarbiyah, because their status is high, as I said, if they are very sensitive spiritual spirits and arwah. So, wo jo shaykh, one of the wali of time who was great, according to our level, is great wali, but he said, not on my shoulder or my neck. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah said, again, actually, with the command of Allah, if my foot, mera paon agar tumhari gardan pe nahi, to phir jo hai suron ka janwaron ka paon tumhari gardan pe. But if not my foot, then the foot and feet of swines and pigs. So jab ye hua, and this happened, and he said this, what happened in a journey, this person was traveling with disciple. He fell in, it came a great test for him then, that he fell into love with a girl who happened to be Christian girl. She was very beautiful. So he looked at her, and eyes is a very, very, sin of eyes, very great sin. It makes a person indulge in great sin. Sometimes it can lead to kufr even. Like in this matter, it actually really nearly did. So when the Shaykh fell into love and he wanted to marry her, and obviously the Muslims can marry Christians, but the father of the Christian girl said that we are not going to marry this Christian girl until you change your religion to be Christian, then he'll marry. And he was such in lust or in love with her, that he said, okay, I will change my religion. And firstly, prior to this, he put another condition to him, that because they were Christian and they liked pigs and swine very much, and they had kept a flock of them. And he said, the first condition is for that for some months you should graze these pigs, and then after we will marry our daughter with you or not. So now the person was grazing pigs in the daytime, and he was also those baby pigs who could not walk or sometimes got tired, he would pick them up and sometimes put on his left shoulder, sometimes on right shoulder. This was the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah, as he's saying. Now this is not a thing to smile, because it is to emanate fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that if this happened to such great people which were pious and righteous to millions times to our standards, what is our state? We are actually, as I said, kissing. That Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah said once in his speech, that people who sin, they are being breastfed by shaitan. They are being breastfed by shaitan. They are drinking the milk of sin from the breast of shaitan. And someone asked him that, does this shaitan has blood? He said yes. And they are doing that eventually. And then someone asked him, what is the cure of it? And then he also mentioned that cure as well. But it is a different story. Our situation is much worse than that, than what happened with this person. So when he was doing this, and then the final condition came, that you have to change your religion to Christianity. And now he was about to do it. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah at that time, you see, this is the spiritual life and spiritual dominion of awliya Allah, which outwardly is not like that. Spiritually, when he was doing wudu, and a disciple of that sheikh, that person was grazing pigs, etc., was actually helping Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani to do wudu. He was actually putting water on his hands and for helping him to do wudu. Aap wudu farma rahe the, and Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah knew that he is disciple of that person. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah, as he was in the middle of wudu, and this person was, and he said ke humaya ke kisi ke peer ka iman jane wala hai, that someone sheikh actually is to become bereft of iman very soon at this instant. As soon as he said this, the disciple actually fell into his feet, towards his feet, and down to his feet, and held his feet. He said that to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, that aap maaf farma de, that please forgive my teacher, because he was a righteous, and still he is my teacher. He knows the path of God, path of Allah better than me, but this mistake has happened, so you forgive him. So aapne farmaya, theek hai. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah had, obviously he was doing wudu, he just actually sprinkled water like this, and it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it reach the face of the other person. As soon as it reached the face, and then actually he just, like a sleeping person, is awake, he's become awake. And he said, what I am doing? And completely he came back. So ye bade bade uche darje pe jaake bhi, this, if a person is not very strong and steadfast and embedded in humility, in tawazu, and abdiyat, and servitude, then the slightest test of it is that you should have no animosity and actually sense of competitiveness and hatred and dislikeness with at least people you associate with. Immediate family or the immediate spiritual brothers or people who study or who read in the prayer or who you see in the community. No matter in what their state is, they're Muslim, then you should never consider or believe that they are actually in any time. This is the first test. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us so that we interact with each other and we can know that there is fault in us. Like I say that many people, that we sometimes are shy of doing zikr loudly. It was loud zikr kiya jata hai. Ye isliye loud kiya jata hai ki its benefit is to be attained with loudness. There is certain benefit in loudness which cannot be attained when a person is quiet. There is quiet zikr, silent zikr. Its benefit is attained while a person is silent. If he does loud zikr at that time, he does not attain. So, if my zikr, group zikr, loud kiya jata hai, so then har banda not so the other can hear or I can hear, but to benefit yourself, the a person is loudness. And when it is silent zikr. And a person should not stay silent and think that I am just hearing. Hearing is not sufficient at that time, but a person should participate for his own benefit. And as I said, a person should be shy and feel modesty and shame when he comes angry and he is shouting like an animal towards his sister, towards his brother, towards his friends. So, us waqt sharm karni chahiye ki main gusse mein, main kyun cheekh raha hoon, why I am screaming and becoming a mouthpiece and a puppet of shaitan. Us waqt sharm karni chahiye. Not actually when a person is to be speak loud or actually to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, yeh bahut ahem hai. So, inshallah, there is a hadith which inshallah I will mention to you another day which is left. Now, some masail of fasting we have covered. There are still many fasting masail remaining, but today I just mention another thing which is about prayers, which where many people, sometimes they, myself as well, sometimes do mistake, yourself do mistake. But once we know, then there will be less and less mistake. Now that is about feet and fingers only. I am talking about the feet and also the hands in prayers. Now if someone can come here actually to just to demonstrate as well. Ghulam Ali, aap aa jaye idhar zara. Dekhiye. To ye sun le aur pehle jo hai, wahan idhar aap us taraf khade ho. First of all, the feet of the person should be facing Qibla. Ye iske feet dekhenge. Seedha Qibla, yani straight here. Ab kai log jo is tarah khade hote hain, and they do tend not knowing. So their prayers does not become invalid, but their feet are not facing the Qibla. Like the body should be towards facing Qibla, the feet should be towards Qibla. So is tarah bhi nahi khada hona, bilkul close when you are standing in the Qiyam. Na hi bohot zyada chode, wa na hi is tarah. That is completely wrong. It's out of order completely. Kyunki wo Qibla se phir gaye. It's like you have actually turned on the right. It doesn't make the prayer invalid, but it is not a sunnah. As again, the sort of pound you have, bilkul seedhe kaabil, always remember to have the feet straight. Is tarah na aside. Ke ek east ko ja raha hai, dusra west ko. It should be at one direction. Uske baad, so fingers, jab qiyam karna hai, when you do niya, hands should be not raised above ears. Above ears jo hai na honi, ears ke niche honi chahiye. Yani, to the highest is the ear lobe. According to earlobe, actually, highest, that is the highest. So, fingers should be also, you are facing Qibla. When you over, karohani yourself. Qibla, and they should be in normally open as they are. Not very wide, is tarah, na hi bandhi hona chahiye. Normal, you have not put is tarah, khule rakhenge, and kaabe ki taraf. And near the earlobe, at least, as I say, but yahan. This is the thode se upar kare paas se idhar your thumb can touch the ear lobe, bas ye highest position hai. To is tarah nahi karna, na hi is tarah, this is wrong as well, because they should be Qibla. Dekho na, you say I am facing towards Qibla of doing ibadat, na is tarah karna hai. For example, na is tarah karna, hands like this, na hi is tarah karna hai. And some people do unknowingly, they do. And also, as I said, ke bhai, upar bhi nahi karna. And some people there. So, they can be seen, but yahan bhi nahi karna. Highest is, but yahan. Jo hai, iske upar jo hai, upar nahi ja sakta banda. Ear lobe is the highest point of to touch the level of the thumb. Bas is mere chahiye. Aur punish tarah. Chalo, baatein to bande hamari maag ka pata nahi sahi ho na ho. ظاہر تو صحیح ہو رہی سمجھتا اب ہاں یا اب ہاتھ باندھ لیں سو وین دا ہینڈز آر دین دا فنگرز آر سپوز ٹو بی تھری فنگرز دے شوڈ بی کیپٹ اور ٹو ایٹ لیسٹ اور تھری آئیڈیلی تھری فنگر جو ہے یہ اوپر اور کلائی کے ساتھ پکڑ کے سو ود دی thumb and this finger you just hold, and three fingers just there. Ye tarika. To is tarah nahi karna, nahi matlab hai ki nahi is tarah. From where the hand begins to wahan se pakadte hain, three fingers. اور رکوع جب جانا ہے تو you should hold your knees as you are holding your knees, kneecap. نیچے نہیں جانا. Some people hold, it seems that they are holding half of their cap actually underneath the knee. تو نیچے نہیں جانا زیادہ, بلکہ the kneecap should be hold. ہم جائیں رکوع. And the fingers should be spread again. Now they should be spread wide. آپ جو ہے وائڈ جو تھوڑا اور وائڈ کرو فنگرس کو, ہاں ایسے. اینڈ ہولڈ دا نی ہینڈ, ناٹ جسٹ سو ناٹ یو آر ناٹ پلیسنگ یور ہینڈ اوور دا نی, بٹ یو آر ہولڈنگ اٹ. سم پیپل جسٹ پلیس دا ہینڈ, یہ بھی صحیح نہیں, یہ تو بالکل ہی غلط ہے. اف یو ڈو اٹ رکوع لائک دس دا کلوزنگ فنگر, یہ تو بالکل دیٹس کمپلیٹلی رانگ. اینڈ اف یو جسٹ پلیس یور ہینڈ وتھ وائڈ فنگرز آن دا نی, دیٹس آلسو ناٹ کریکٹ. بٹ ہولڈنگ دا نی کیپ اینڈ دین اسپریڈنگ از ویل, تو یہ تو ہاں بس ابھی اوپر سمی اللہ علی من حمیدہ. ایوری جوائنٹ شوڈ کم بیک ٹو اٹس پلیس, نارمل پلیس ایوری جوائنٹ. اب سجدے میں جو ہے, سجدے میں فنگر جو ہے وہ بند ہونے پیچھے چاہیے, دے شوڈ بی کلوز کمپلیٹلی فیسنگ دا قبلہ, از ویری کلیئر فیسنگ دا قبلہ. تو سجدے میں بند. And in tashahhud, when you sit attahiyat baith kar tashahhud mein baith qada, then again facing the qibla, and they should not be closed completely and normally as open. Is tarah ye apna hand should be open, is tarah ye sajde mein band, and isme thodi si aur khuli slightly, bas ye to bas is tarah. And it should not go, the fingers should not go down adverse actually over the knee, because then they would not be facing the qibla, fingers should be facing the qibla. Agar ye knee hai, if they're going downwards like this, sometimes it does by mistake, so wo phir qibla ki taraf nahi hai is tarah. So now, and fingers is tarah ho, Huzur Gandhi ne farmaya ki is tarah when you put it like actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, dekhna ye alif, ye lam, ye dusra lam, teesra lam, aur ye ha, is tarah lagega. If you look at your finger, that's why it is the gazes should be also too. So this is the main thing about the fingers. And also at the time of sajda, the toes should also try, actually they should be facing the qibla, not facing backwards, but facing the qibla. The toes should be in such a position that they are little bit even facing the qibla. Achha, samajh aa gayi aapko? اچھا آپ بتائیں, جب رکوع میں جاتے ہیں تو انگلیاں کس طرح ہونی چاہیے؟ When you go in going down in رکوع, تو where should be your, how should you, your fingers should be open or closed or کس طرح؟ ہاں should be open. اور کیا کرنا چاہیے؟ What else is, ہاں holding the knee and اپنا کیا نام ہے عثمان, آپ ذرا بتاؤ کہ یہ تکبیر تحریمہ وین یو سیٹ لانگ کو کس طرح کرنی ہے؟ اینڈ وین یو آر سیٹنگ ان تشہد, دین یور فنگر شوڈ بی کلوز اور اوپن, آپ بتائیں. ہاں جی, نارملی نارمل. سو وین یو آر سیٹنگ تشہد اور ایکچولی وین یو آر ڈوئنگ دس فار دا سیم, اونلی دا فنگرز آر کلوز ایٹ دا ٹائم آف سجدہ. And it should be underneath the hand should be about the underneath the ear. So if a drop would fall or tip from the ear, it should fall on. So hand should not be too wide or just at the end, just beside the face. So yeh kuch hai, yeh namaz ke masail hai. Jazakallah subhanahu wa ta'ala.